You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about four steps to becoming financially independent. This post was on my Instagram account about 5 days ago, and I did get several messages from people telling me that they've been working a job they didn't like for so long and they're so done with it, but they don't know how to move forward to bigger and better things in life. So if this is you, if you feel that way about what you do, please, please, please share this podcast episode with someone that is on the same page as you are. I started like that. I didn't like my job. I didn't know what to do. I found a few podcasts and YouTube channels, but instead of just consuming the content on my own and staying at home and not talk about it with anybody, I made sure to find two or three, four friends of mine that felt the same way as I did. And since then, myself and them have been constantly talking on the phone or meeting in person and talking about these topics. And it's super important because when I am a bit down, they pick me up. And when they're a bit down, I pick them up. It's this way that, you know, if you don't have a circle that is on the same page, you're not going to move further. You're not going to do it in the right way, really. All right, point number one, get a sales job or a job that pays you based on merit. Now, if you are right now stuck at a job you don't like, guys, and you have a salary that it's capped, let's say you are in a $35,000, $40,000, even $50,000 a year job, and you can't get paid more than that, no wonder why you're not excited. I mean, it's first off, it's something that you don't like. We already said that in case that is. And second of all, you can't even make the best out of it because you already maxed out. You're already getting the pay that they told you you were going to get. But if you get a sales job or a job that pays you based on merit, you can say to yourself, you know what? I don't like what I'm doing, but I might as well go all in, get obsessed, get amazing at this job and get paid 2, 3, 4 times more than everybody around me. I've seen that happen all the time in sales. People come in, they're not excited, but then they realize that all they need to do is master that skill, sales in this case, and then they just go all in because they can make 150, 200 grand, 300, or even $400,000. I met salespeople making $450,000 a year doing something that they originally said they were not passionate about. Go figure that out. Point number two, become a master at that job and save as much money as you can. So again, now that you have the job that pays you based on merit, commission, whatever you want to call it, now master that skill, get paid as much as you can, still, you know, have a good time when you're not at work, but do not waste that money. The whole point why you are getting the job is so that you can save as much money as you can. So within a year, 2 years, 3 years, let's say you, I'm not going to say that you're going to make 400K right away, okay? But let's say you're going to start making 150K, all right? So 150K, you can live off of on, you know, maybe like $45,000, let's say $50,000. The extra money, the extra $100,000, you can save right away 1 year, 2 year, 3 years in a row, let's say you do it. Now you have $300,000. What are you going to do? You're going to go ahead and buy a multi-unit property and rent out the units. Not only one, try and buy as many units as possible. You want to make sure to have a property that has more than one unit, because if one property has one unit only and then something happens with the tenants and with the property, you're going to be stuck with a unit that you don't like or people that you don't want to have in your property. At least if you have a multi-property unit, you are edging your risks. Now, once that happens, you're going to start having an income that comes in from the rent, rental income, right? So what you want to do now is combine your job's pay and your rental income to keep the cycle going. Now, all day, I've read this several times. They generally say that you need about 3 properties. And then once you have 3 properties, you don't have to work a day in your life after that. So I want you to get to the point, I want you to combine your job's pay and your rental income to keep the cycle going until you have at least two or three properties. Once you get to that point, start reinvesting the money every time it comes in. Now, if you're like me and I like to hustle, I like to wake up early in the morning and work regardless of what the project is. So I'm sure that if you are on a roll and you're making a ton of money at your sales job, then you probably stick there for a bit longer. But regardless, at that point, you're not doing it because of money. You're doing it because you love the hustle. You love to work hard. Now, with that said, I hope you enjoyed the short episode. And until next time, up your game.